Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. After concluding Magid, which we discussed in Mishnayos Dalet Hei and Vav, we drink the second cup, and then we eat the matzah and the maror, and in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chagiga and the Korban Pesach, right, which we discussed in Mishnah Gimel. In our time, of course, we don't have a Korban Pesach, but we would eat the dinner as well at that time. And so Mishnah Zayin picks up at the end of the meal. Mazgulo koshlishi, they pour the third cup, umivarech amazono, and they say birchas amazon over the cup. And then, of course, we drink the third cup. So the third cup is used for benching alakos. And then, rivi, they pour the fourth cup. So the fourth cup, gomer leves ahalal, we finish the halal. Right, so then we started the halal before the meal. Now we're finishing the rest of the halal, and the Omer Alav Birchas Hashir. And in addition to halal, we say Birchas Hashir. Now some machlokas about what Birchas Hashir specifically refers to. According to some opinions, that is saying how we end the halal. We end the halal with the paragraph Yahaluducha, which is pretty much how we end the halal all the time. Others suggest that it refers to Nishmas, which is the tefillah that we say at the very end of Pesukah Dezimra on Shabbos, leading into Yishtabach, leading into Hamelech Shochinad and Yishtabach. And either way, right, according to all opinions, we do add Nishmas and Hamelech and Yishtabach and other additional extended halal pieces like Halal Gadol, the Hodu Hashem Kitov, also which you're familiar with from Shabbos morning Pesukei Zimra, and these are all included in the halal that we say over the fourth cup, and then of course we would drink the fourth cup, and that concludes, you know, the cup. It also concludes the Seder that we're going to talk about. We have other pieces to our Seder that we didn't talk about. We have Yachatz, we have Tzafun, both of which are not in the Mishnah. We'll talk a little bit about the Afikoman in the next Mishnah, but not in the way that we do it now. And Nirtza is also not in the Mishnah. Speaking of the cups of wine, as we're concluding, between these cups, meaning between the first two cups that were before the meal, and cups three and four, which are after the meal, you can eat additional, you can drink additional wine if you want, right? So during your meal, you can have wine with the meal, no problem. It does not change the obligatory kosos, two of which are before the meal and two of which are after the meal. Ben shlis l'rivi lo yishteh. Between the third and fourth, however, you cannot have extra wine. So we drink the third cup. We drink the fourth cup, and after, of course, we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, the lehalacha, it is permitted to have additional cups of wine between cups one and two, although that's not typically something anybody would want to do, but if one did want to, it is permitted.